Lecture topic, keeping the heart clean.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The most important thing when a person has taken the road to Suluk, the road to Allah Ta'ala, is he has to all the time keep himself very pure from all sins. His heart must be pure from everything. He must have a very clean heart. The heart must be very clean for everyone. Until and unless your heart is not clean, you will not be able to progress. You must not have any enemies, in other words. They can be your enemy, but you're not their enemy. Very, very important. That's the only way you can progress. If you don't have that in your heart, if your heart is not clean, then you must know you're not going to progress at all. In other words, in everyone, in your eyes, everyone is a friend. He can be your enemy, but you are not his enemy. Because that's the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until unless you don't have your heart clean as possible, then you must know it's going to be difficult. Every moment we are being tested. We are being tested every moment. The moment you walk in, talking, in the bazaars, at home, everywhere you have been tested. In different conditions you have been tested. You as a student, you have been tested too. You go in a bazaar, you've been tested. Everywhere you've been tested. Not a minute you've not been tested. You must remember one thing that Allah Ta'ala says to you, that I've kept you in this world for a test. And you are going to go for the test. And those tests are specially for us so that we must know this much. That we know good Jannat, you're going to get your only way when you pass this test. So what the test is all about? The test is all about is this much, whether it's going to be your, whether it's at home, character, morals, dealings, every moment you are being tested, every moment you are being tested. You drive a car too, you are being tested. In other words, you must understand that you are on guard all the time. What's the meaning of that? The meaning of this month that when you're making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is supposed to be the outcome of your zikr? The outcome of your zikr is that your soul becomes life and your body becomes dead. Your soul becomes life and your body becomes dead. Until unless your soul got no life, and your body has got life, and the soul got no life, there must no these problems. You have to make your soul be life, to live. In other words, the outcome of keeping your soul life alive will bring about the condition in you that in every moment, every way, because the food of the soul is something else, and the food of the body is something else. The food of the body is the food of the body, you know what the food that we eat. But the food of the soul is something else which has to be living all the time. The person all the time is very, very sickly. All the time is sick, he's very sick, all kinds of sickness. Allah must save us from all sickness. But if a person has got all kinds of sickness in his body all the time, but his soul is alive, then you must know he's someone else. And another person, his body is so strong and everything, but his soul is dead, then you must know he's a dead person. You're a dead person. So the most important thing is to aliven your soul, which is the most important. If your soul is alive, then you must know the only way you can make your soul alive is to make the zikr of Allah. And the outcome of zikr of Allah is most important. If that outcome is not there, you achieve nothing. Many a time the person make all kind of zikr, thousands and millions of times make zikr, that's not everything. The effect of the zikr is supposed to be that in every occasion, the word Allah is with you. In every occasion, Allah is with you. Not a second you have forgotten Allah. That is a condition you have to come into. That the moment you walk into masjid, you got Allah with you. The walk in the bazaar, you got Allah with you. You talk to your wife, you got Allah with you. That Allah is so strong in you that it protects you from all kinds of wrongs. That thing can only come into you that you try to bring about this condition that you always on guard of yourself And that you must know this much, you must be so much on guard that you cannot make a mistake. If you make a mistake, immediately you put your mistake right. With your eyes going to the place, the wrong place, straight away Allah is with you. You see, that's the meaning of that. That's why they say when you sit in the masjid and pondering, you must say, Allahu Nazir, Allah is looking at me. They say when you sit in the masjid, you say, Allahu Nazir, Allah is looking at me. To bring that condition in you, that's why when people come to the masjid, they come and a little bit they begin to ponder a little bit. Ponder, sit around quietly, not to look around everywhere. The spare time they have, they're pondering that Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. That condition must come, Allah is looking at you, become so strong at you that you'll be surprised that it will protect you from all sins. If Allah can only give us that. Then you see when you're driving the car too, you got Allah with you. You know, you become so strong in this thing that you on every occasion you want to make Allah. You want to just say Allah every occasion. You save your situation in every condition you are in. If you are sitting with your wife, do you got Allah Ta'ala with you? You'll be so concerned Allah is looking at you. And you got that Allah looking at you, you'll be so careful how you speak to her. If she speaks out of turn, you'll overlook her shortcomings. You will overlook your own children's shortcomings. You overlook your own workers' shortcomings. The condition is this becoming that you have to be of this, that your batin and your zahir must be one. Your inward and your outward must be one. And the inward and outward one means this much, that if you know that you have to be adab outwardly and adab inwardly too. The most important thing in Islam is adab, respect. If you got respect for everyone, then you must know this much, you'll go very far. There's no such thing, respect for certain people, respect someone else. You have respect for everyone. That is called when zahir also, you've got respect, and batin also respect. These two things are very, very important. When this thing comes so strong into this zahir and batin, the one is zahir, outwardly you make it respect everyone. When you become inside also becomes strong. You have the concern that inside also called batin, you have the thing that it is more important to be insidely respect the outside. Very important, the inside respect to you. Respect means that when you know how to meet people, how to talk to them, that while you're talking to them, you are so concerned this much that Allah Ta'ala is looking at you, and be careful how you're speaking to Him. And then you don't look at, you know, value people according to positions. You treat everyone alike. You treat everyone alike. That is a condition. At home also, when you speak to your daughter-in-laws, your mother-in-laws and all that, you speak to them in the same respectable manner. There's no such thing as difference in you. You don't make them uncomfortable. You'd be surprised how important it is that what I'm talking about. At work also, you become so strong this month that you have Allah Ta'ala with you, inwardly to you. Then when you're talking to that person, no matter how he speaks to you, but you'll be most kind to him. Because why? The quality of a person who got Allah Ta'ala with him has two things in him. The most important thing is that at all time he begins to think to himself, before I speak, I must know what I'm speaking. That condition come into you that I must not speak anything which will hurt that person. I must not speak anything which will hurt that person. That's why that hadith of Nabi Karim, al-Muslim, al-Salim, al-Muslimun, al-Milisani, is a very great hadith that is, you know, certain people have said, Imam said, you only use this one hadith and two other hadiths, is sufficient for you to follow the command of Allah. It's sufficient to follow the command of Allah. Al-Muslim, al-Salim, al-Muslimun, al-Milisani, al-Wa'adi. A Muslim is he who at no time caused harm with his hand and chest, with his tongue and harm, and with hand, he does not cause any harm to anyone. Do you know something? What's the meaning of that? The meaning of that, at every movement of yours, you make sure that you not cause harm to anyone with your tongue. You not cause harm with anyone with your hand. You not cause harm with any of your actions. It is a so important thing. When I heard that the day that my husband is Majlis, I came to realize, he says, kehna bohat aasan hai, karna bohat mushkil hai. I'm saying that. It's very easy to say all those things. But when you face a situation where you saw your worker is doing something wrong, no one say you must not scold him, but there's a way you're scolding him. Al-Muslim one said, but the way you take him to task, then you cause more harm to him than benefit. So there you'll be tested also that how you attend to the situation. How you attend. Your wife made a mistake. She made a mistake, you'll make sure that if she's telling you, taking off with you, but you will make sure that you got this hadith in front of you, that I will not cause any harm. Because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a true Muslim is he does not cause harm with his hand, tongue and all. Did you follow that thing or not? Did you follow that thing or not? Your teacher in a madrasa have the same thing too. Every way of life, you come to know. Someone speaks to you out of turn, but you will speak in turn in a good way. This is what you call insan banna bahut mushkil hai. Aadmi banna bahut mushkil hai. Jannati banna bahut aasan hai. Aadmi banna bahut mushkil hai. In other words, make yourself a condition of this kind that no matter what people do to you, but you don't harm to them. You must become of that. You want to say something, say it in the right manner. You saw something wrong, say it in the correct manner. No one said you must not stop your child from saying the right thing. No one said you must not speak the right thing to your family members. But there's a way of speaking. Everything was Ma Hazrat, you know, the way he should say, even at home, ye khane mein nimak namak nahi hai. You know, I can also do that too. He said, the wife did something, I can do all that. You know, the way he says it, it does not hurt people. So the most important thing, the road to suluk, is not to hurt people. Not to hurt people. Which is very important. It's very, very difficult if you don't want to do it. And it's very easy when you want to do it. Everything is difficult when you make it difficult. Everything can become easy when you want to do it. When you want to achieve something, no matter how difficult it is, you try your level best to achieve it. No matter what happens. So if you want to achieve the road to Allah Ta'ala, and if you want to become more close to Allah Ta'ala, and everyone is sitting here, I'm sure they're very sincere about Alhamdulillah. What made them come here? They left all the pleasures at home and come here. Merely because the truth is that you all are very sincere that you want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala being all close to Him. But the question is, we have to change. We have to change. Let us become more close to Allah Ta'ala. Let us change our life to become better. And the most important thing this month, that keep your heart clean. Your heart must be very clean. And the only way your heart can come clean is that never look down at anyone. If you look at a person committing a sin also, you turn away from them. You say, my eyes deceive me. As Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the time when that person, he saw him stealing, open eyes, he's a Nabi of Allah. He told that person, you are stealing. He takes an oath, I did not steal. He said, yes, my eyes deceived me. Who said that? A Nabi said that. Teaching us a very good lesson, big lesson too. That think good of people, do not think bad of people. If you think good of people, Allah will never question you. But remember, if you think bad of people, Allah will question you. And have this quality in you to always think good of people. If you think good of people, Allah will think good of you too. What did it cost you to think good of people? No. The most important thing, that one is a friend that you look at him and talk good about him, nothing, no wonders. But your enemy also too, if that person, you have to think good of him. Think good of the person, which is very important. The more you think good of a person, don't let a person come in the masjid because he's wearing a tattered and torn clothing, you say this was a rogue. And he might be the one that's most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important thing, so this is what it is, that we are being tested every way. Every way, every moment we are being tested. And the only way you can come right is this mother. Do not look at other people's faults. Look at your own faults. Man, when he begins to look at his own fault, he won't have time to look at anyone else's faults too. But we haven't got the time to look at our faults. Why you think that today you find people giving lectures to others, but there's no benefit because they're talking other people's faults, they're not putting their own faults right. But if you put your own faults right, then you come to know when you speak thereafter, there's a difference in it. That's a difference with Sahaba Ikram and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That they made sure that whatever they said, they did it for themselves. They reformed themselves all the time. That's how we're supposed to reform ourselves too. Before we say to anyone, I'm not saying not to say someone anything, give good advice to anyone you want to, but ask yourself, are you doing that or not? If you do that yourself, then it automatically becomes into your life also. So this is a thing very important. So you know, like today you notice that when I said keep your heart clean, brothers upon brothers are not talking to one another. They come to an occasion, they say, please forgive me. That's not forgiveness. That's not forgiveness. Like you know, on an Eid day also, they come outside, they meet one another, they ask for forgiveness. That's not forgiveness. Because one is forgiving inwardly from your heart, and one is to forgive, just say, I forgive you. What you forgive him is just to save the situation, or maybe others are looking, you say, I forgive you. Forgiveness is you must ask for forgiveness and ask him, please forgive me, whatever I have done or whatever the deal is, sort it out. You have to sort your problem out. You cannot say, I'm not going to sort my problem out of forgiveness. That is not forgiveness. Today, that is what's happening today. Without anything of asking forgiveness. So that's why they say, one is you forgiving and one is Allah forgiving you. Allah forgives you when you yourself make arrangement to make sure that you put your act right. Whatever has been a mistake, you need to put it right. Talk about it. There's a way of talking about it. Today we do not know how to talk to people. If we want to put our matters right, we can put our matters right. But there's a way of it. That's why the most dangerous thing is anger. Anger is the most dangerous thing. And Nabi Karim Sahib made it clear to a Sahabi, do not get angry. Because he knows when you get angry, your problem will never be solved. There will be more harm caused. All the homes today, do you know something? It is very easy to run a house when you run yourself properly. But if you don't know how to run yourself, what do you run the house for? For example, I'm telling you, the most important thing is tolerance. Tolerance is the greatest quality of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because he went through so many tests, the only way he could pass the test because of his tolerance. And every Sahabi was tested with tolerance, and they all passed. We have to have tolerance in us, then we'll be able to solve and face any kind of situation when we are today. A husband, a boss in his own business, if he does not have tolerance, he can lose his best worker. If a husband does not have tolerance in house, he loses his best wife. Likewise, you find you lose your best worker, you lose your best wife. Then to cry and do that, you get nothing out of it. So tolerance is so important. So if Nabi Karim said that tolerance in him, then how much we must have tolerance in us, that whatever we do, bring that tolerance in us. You know? So this keeping one brother, asking for forgiveness with one another, is not everything. To clear the air is important. Clear the air that the matter was wrong between us, let us put it right. You know, come to a settlement of one kind, but do not just say, I forgive you, and it's forgotten. It's not forgotten. It's in the heart all the time. The Islam teaches us a very important thing. That is, no matter what happens, is don't. And the very important thing nowadays, we got mother-in-law story, man. Allahu Akbar. Mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, Allahu Akbar. That is something that no end to it. And the mother-in-laws don't know how to solve the problem. I always say to everyone, why don't you treat your daughter like your own mother? Your daughter, how you treat your daughter, treat your daughter is also like that too. It's supposed to be so. That how you treat your daughter, treat your daughter in the same too. But she's married to your husband, your son. Now if she's married to your son, you're making your son's life miserable. You're not even thinking for a moment, I'm making my son's life miserable because of my wife. And she's supposed to be my daughter-in-law. So on what ground they fight to? Those such things, they're fighting for small, small things. So small, small things, you begin to think, is this to fight about? Is it to argue about? They don't know how to save the situation. They don't know how to save a situation. It's so easy to save the situation. Only thing, don't side. If you take a side, then you go offside. Because there's no side there. Because if you're going to take your wife's side, then she's gone. The mother is gone. If you take the mother's side, the wife is gone. So why go to any side? You stay outside. So when you stay outside, there's no side to worry about. Automatically it'll keep. And the best thing is never get angry. Don't try to put them right. They will never come right. They will never come right. There's the last thing you must think that they'll come right, they'll never come right. That's going to carry on all the time. There will be misunderstanding all the time. But the mother-in-laws also must learn that to overlook a lot of things, as they will learn to overlook for the daughters. I always say, why don't you treat them like your own daughters? They cannot be like your daughters, but treat them like your daughters because their husbands, your children, so wife, that is. At least look at them at that. And then you find that the house will be full of peace. But if you begin to try to come in between them, then I can assure you one thing, you get nowhere at all. And I've seen so many people that because they got into the matter, matters became worse. There is no answer to it. The best thing is to keep silent. Keep silent. So that you can think properly that, you know what, let me see what's his problems. Let's see. We will see in the matter. And I always tell everyone, the biggest problem is because when the problem starts, the son go and tell the mother, my wife spoke about you like this. Don't ever do that. When the moment you go and tell your mother that my wife said like this, lifelong, khalas, there's no contact after that, and you can do whatever you want. I'm telling you without exaggeration. And secondly, don't ever go and tell your mother, your wife, my mother said like this. Don't ever say your wife, the mother, their wife said like that. And don't ever, they must listen to me now, wherever they're listening from. As long as they must put themselves right too. Because they say they're always right, they're not right there. They remember, if the wife tells the mother, then you must know, you don't tell your wife, my mother said this. And do not tell your mother, your wife said this. Because in most cases, without exaggeration, today the problem is now the wife don't want to go to the mother's house, and now the mother don't go to the wife's house too. And if you begin to look at it, what's the reason for that? It's because of this. Why did you create this thing? You know that you got a mother, you have to keep her happy too. You know you got a wife too, you must keep them happy too. Now how will you keep them happy? How would you keep them? The only way is this much, that do not talk to one another about them. If you talk to one about them, then what happens? It automatically become, hey, listen, man, they want to try to keep aloof with them, keep them there. And when a daughter comes to the house, she comes like a visitor. No more like a daughter. And likewise, the mother don't want to go to her own son's house too. The mother don't want to go to her own son's house. Why? What mother going to do there too? What the? So you may not understand what I'm saying, but I promise you this is what's happening everywhere today. It's because this is happening everywhere today, you do not know what the solution is. The solution is always talk good of everyone. Do not talk bad of anyone. That is the solution. Do not talk. Even if the wife have to tell you, your mother said like this, it's a lie. She'll never tell you. If you tell a lie that, you know, she praised you so much, that is better than that, then this thing, don't accept it. But when you tell yourself to your wife that she spoke like that, what are you trying to do? So this is one very big thing that's happening. And always remember, if you are good to them, they are good to you too. One day we are getting old too. Nowadays, I'm sorry to say, you know, but everyone wants to stay separate. But they can stay separate, no doubt. It's better to stay separate nowadays. Separate, my muhabbat is there. But be good with everyone. Very important to play. So when matters come about, do not flare up. See, that's why it's very important when you get any case coming in front of you, a mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, whatever it comes, take it in a way that do not get angry. Don't flare up. Because the moment you flare up, what happens? The matter becomes wrong. You don't know how to solve the problem after that. It will end up in a very bad note. But if you're very soft and kind and say, no, let's think it over, I'll let you know. And then you must not let them know also. It's forgotten, you know. They forget about it. But if you let them know, then that's another story. So everything has to be of that, how to save the situation. Save the situation, which is most important. And you see, unfortunately, the women have got a weakness in them that they carry a lot of baggages, man. Whatever happened in the past, what the mother-in-law did to her, now that's not good that to carry that baggage now. Whatever the mother-in-law did, she did it. She may have gone through her own case too. So what happened? She may have two of the daughter-in-law in the beginning. In the beginning, everything was not really rosy, things were not straight. Now the mother-in-law got it, whatever. Now, up till this date, after 25 years, when the husband gave the best to the wife, she didn't forget that last 25 years what happened. Whatever the mother-in-law did, that she must be reminded all the time. He's not good. He does not know by doing that, you're spoiling your relationship with your wife. And that is not good. And once you spoil your relationship with your wife, it's not good. Do not carry the baggages of what happened in the past. Try to now improve the muhabbat between husband and wife, not to bring more heart to this room. So that is the problem today, that remember, as far as possible, that have this thing in mind, that when you begin to... So this is where we stand with our ladies today, that they think that no one talking about them, but they have to... Then Hazrat gave that nice incident, he says, you must show this much, that, you know, The wife is a very great ne'mat. And he gave her this incident of this kind, that once, you know, the wife, she's making a noise at night, like she's sickly. So husband asks, what do you got? What's happening? She said, I'm feeling thirsty. So she said, I'm feeling thirsty. So he told, wake up and drink your water. He told, wake up and drink water. You're thirsty, why not drink it? Oh, so after some time, the husband making noise. Oh, he making noise, the same. So she asked, what's wrong with you now? He said, I'm thirsty. So she got up. See what the difference, the wife and husband? The rooster and hen, that is. You see the chicken, the chicks come out. The hen will feed the chicks. But the rooster will chase the fish. He'll eat himself. The rooster will eat himself. But the hen will feed the baby. That's the kamal Allah gave. So he had to the wife to woke up and she said, brought the water and gave the husband. Now, so husband got up. You know, you don't want to drink. He said, why don't you drink? He said, I brought water for you. In other words, I wanted the water to come for you. Instead of drinking the water, she threw the water away. So Hazrat is saying, saw it. See what kind she is. She is of that kind and husband that kind. So be careful, you know, when they do something to care for your wives. They are the greatest ne'mat. They'll do all kind of things. They will do all kind of things, but still their wife. They're still your wife. They make me, we must keep them happy. They'll do all kind of things. So these are the condition of wives today. Ulta hotaiwo. They always do something crooked, but we must do straight. And in the end, Hazrat, you said, isliye keh raha hu, I'm telling you, that there, you must remember, your isla is when you do straight. They do crooked, you must think, I'm going to do straight. Do not do what they do. So this is what it is, that let us bring this condition of homes, happiness at home. Happiness can only come when we know how to save the situation. If we save the situation, everything. You must know how to save the situation, whether you've got a daughter-in-law there, save her situation. She must be happy too. Son is there, son must be happy too. Don't put them in a position that the son gets, you know, there's a tug-of-war between a wife and the mother, or tug-of-war between father and daughter. Mustn't be so. Happiness is very important. Happiness means peace and kindness. If you're kind and peace, inshallah, the house will be full of barakah. So make dua Allah ta'ala amal kain tawfiq nasif. Wa akhul da'u alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Wa ala ala sayyidina mulana Muhammadin wa ashabi al-barik. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadati. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa jinnna min khizid dunya wa atafil akhira. Allahumma nas'aluka rida'aka wal jannah. ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار أنا مسني الدر وأنت الراحمين واغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا ودخلنا الجنة ونجنا من النار وأصلحنا كل وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.